He catches me by the hand, pulling me so I'm flush against him, and our fingers are interlaced. Wait, just a minute. I'm tired. I need to get some sleep, and it's cold out here. Well, then I'll come inside. Best to be extra safe, after all. What do you want, Brian? I try to work up the courage to pull my hand from his grip, but I don't try very hard. I want you. I've only ever wanted you. And if I have to beg you every single day for the rest of my life, for one more chance, that's what I'll do. Say the word, and I'll cut out my own heart if that's what it takes. The damn thing is useless without you, anyway. I think I'm hallucinating. Yes, I say the words out loud because we're talking some crazy shit, and I don't even know what to say. His fingers caress my skin. I don't know how many times I've wanted or even hoped that you felt that way about me. But I don't think we have anything to talk about. I meant it earlier when I said there's nothing for us. No, actually, I don't think we're done talking yet, Brian says, while he brushes a strand of hair out of my face and tucks it behind my ear. Why don't you go change into your pajamas so you can relax? I'll still be here when you get back. He looks at me with a crooked smile, and I'm taken back to another moment between us. Maya, I remember everything about you, and the look on your face tells me that you're going back through time. Go change. The fight I see brewing in your eyes, the one demanding that you hurt me as much as I hurt you, will wait until you get back. He waves me away and takes his utility belt off, putting it on the recliner before sitting on the couch. And you should be comfortable if you're going to tear my heart out with your hands. He looks up at me when I slide onto the couch, and I'm barely holding on to my sanity, let alone my panties at this point. Don't laugh. I love these pajamas. Trust me, laughing is the last thing on my mind. I watch his fingers clench and unclench before he clears his throat. You're beautiful. You can leave now. You're pushing me away, Maya. You don't owe me or anyone else anything, but I'm hoping you'll tell me. I just want to know why. I can't tell him. I can't give him that piece of me. No. But the word doesn't come out with force. It barely makes it out of my mouth at all because I don't really mean it. You're not someone to be pitied or to work on like a project or something to be fixed. I'm not asking because I'm going to walk out the door and hurt you. I'm asking because if I don't know, I can't fix it. If I start and stop just as suddenly. I have to push you away, Brian. I have to. Because if I don't push you away, I'll let you in. Then you'll have the power to destroy me. Maya, I screwed up and I know it. In all kinds of ways. But I'm here. I am. And I'm not going anywhere. Not unless you tell me there's no chance in hell that you'll ever give me a chance. His breath dances across my skin, and I feel the warmth of his lips at my ear.